Koşan.
So, if you wish to ask your question, please raise your hand and wait for your turn. If you ask, wish to ask another question, and you wait for your turn. Yes, Vinagar sir.
Virat, the team prides itself on fighting to the end and putting up a fight, and even if he loses with a lot of fight. Aren't you disappointed with this performance? Like, he really didn't put up a fight today.
Yeah, I said exactly this thing in the post-match press conference. This is a game where we did not show enough competitiveness. I think, as you said in the past, we have known that we played good cricket even when we've lost and we've been in the game. But I think we let ourselves down massively in the first innings with the bat. You could say that the toss, you know, played a big role in this test match, but it's an uncontrollable, so you can't really focus on that and take that as a massive factor. But having said that, I think the first innings, our performance really pushed us back. We knew the conditions are going to keep getting better. So if you get 232, 240 in the first innings of the test match, then you're giving your bowlers a chance, and then your second innings, you know, deficit also becomes smaller. So I think all these things, we have to understand that we were not at our best in this game, and there is no shame or no harm in accepting that, absolutely. And only when we accept this, we will come out in the next game with a much better mindset and much better competitiveness that we have shown as a team, and that is actually the representation of this test team, the way we play our cricket, and we have to take a lot of pride in that, and this game wasn't that example.
Virat, like, you know, when you travel overseas, you face different challenges. Like, how different is this strategy from New Zealand that they use, where they bowl the short ball to defend? And how do you, like, decide when to attack? And at one point, it looked like you were happy that Rahane was going after. So how do you just deal with it?
Look, you have to try and get into a positive frame of mind. I think in Test cricket in general, you have to be in a very clear state of mind. You can't really play at home. Also, you can't really play a lot of shots. You can't just say that I'm going to smash the ball from ball one. You have to choose what kind of ball you want to hit, even on turning tracks. That's the key to. But you also have to maintain that intent where you are putting those boundary balls away. I think we have to accept and understand that New Zealand bowled really, really well in this test match, both the innings. Although, you know, first innings there was a bit more assistance, but in the second innings, I think that's been their strength. They put fielders accordingly, they get into the mind of the batsman, and then, you know, make the batsman do something that they don't want to. I think that's a very thin line and a very delicate balance when to attack and when to put the bowler under pressure, which we failed to do in this match. And there's no harm in accepting that. We have done that on many occasions, but this was a test match where we were not able to do it. That has to do with partly good bowling from New Zealand and partly us not, you know, pressing that momentum onto them when required. So I think it was perfect for them because they bowled well, and we allowed them to bowl well for longer periods rather than, you know, doing something about it in a partnership. So, as you said, when Jinx started, and you know, the plan was to just go positive. If we both add 70, 80 positively, then the game changes. You have to take those chances. Sometimes they don't come off. But if you try and do that for longer periods, they do tend to come off, and you know, the situation changes. Which we have addressed already, and something that we will keep in our mind going forward.
Virat, looking at Prithvi, he's a young player. This is the first overseas batting conditions. Like, what have you made out of the kind of mistakes probably he has made? Like, what are those mistakes and how he can rectify going forward in the second test match? Like, how do you look at it?
I think we can sit down and analyze maybe after 8 or 10 similar dismissals. I don't think, you know, for a guy who's playing away from home, probably experiencing a different kind of bowling attack at the international level compared to playing at home, he will figure out. He will find ways to score runs because he's a natural stroke player and he scores runs. It's not like, you know, he gets small runs. He gets big runs. So he knows how to get runs. It's just a matter of understanding the pace of the wicket and, you know, conditions as soon as possible. And then when he's, again, in a clear frame of mind, then he's very, very destructive. So I think overseas, as you would have seen, whenever we have done well, the opening partnership has been with a lot of clarity and positivity. You know, even clearing the infield and taking the bowlers on, just so that you put bowlers under pressure. So he is that kind of player. And once he gets going and once he feels that he can do it, I think it'll be a different ball game, and the mindset can shift very quickly. So I think as a batsman, until you are committing the same mistake about 7 or 8 times, you can't really sit down and worry about things too much. It's just a matter of spending enough time, and then, you know, things start to flow automatically. So he obviously wants to perform. There's no doubt about it. Every batsman wants to. And we need to give him that time to get used to the conditions a little bit. And then, you know, once he starts scoring, then he'll feel more confident about it. So I don't think at this stage he needs to be sat down and be explained what's going wrong, because I don't see anything wrong. It's just, you know, execution of things which wasn't there in this game, which if it comes off, we're talking of a whole different language.
Got it,
Josh.
Virat, you stood there at second slip and first slip, and you also batted. What was it about the New Zealand bowlers that was, you know, that you could learn from going ahead? I mean, you talk about good length, or is it just pure their variety, one tall guy, one left armer? What was it?
I think we have faced attacks in the past as well with a lot of variety. We've played in South Africa when Morne, Steyn, Philando all used to play, and they're different heights, and, you know, we've faced that, those kind of attacks. But it was a strange pitch. I was talking to Kane as well. It wasn't seaming around. It wasn't that it was troubling us with swing, but it was slow on the drier side. So you were not able to get the shots away. And I think, to be honest, lack of pace is something that cost us more than, you know, being intimidated or being bowled out by an attack. It played perfectly into their plans, because, you know, they feed off bowling in one spot for long periods and having fielders close in. And unless you take them on, that field is not going to change. So I think the way they bowled obviously was very accurate. And the pace of the pitch also allowed them to keep bowling there, because it wasn't easy to get those shots away. And to be honest, I mean, they did not give us any room, even on the back foot or the front foot. So we have to accept that they outplayed us this game, and they bowled much better than we did, and put enough pressure on us, understanding the wicket pretty well, and which you expect them to playing in their conditions. But I think going forward, we understand what they would like to do, and it's our job as batsmen to try and disrupt it as soon as possible. So we put enough runs on the board.
Two more questions.
Virat, there's like 4 days between now and the next test match. Assuming that you get a similar kind of surface there, so what is it that you can do from a technical and from a mental side to ensure that you don't get to start your game collectively?
I don't think there is anything technical. It's just about, as I said, clarity of mind and, you know, taking responsibility individually when you walk out to bat. I feel as a batsman, you should not wait for a message from outside to execute something in the middle. I think it's about understanding what you want to do as a batsman. And if that doesn't come off, you say, fine, I did not do it in this innings. But if 6-7 people can think like that, for sure 2-3 people will come good. So if we go with a bit of hesitation whether to play our shots or not, rather than just going for our shots and then, you know, analyzing the execution later on, I think that's a better balance that we have stuck to in the past, especially playing in away conditions. We've been very clear what we want to do as batsmen. You know, we get off to a start and then we keep that momentum, then we start leaving well, we start defending well, we start dropping and running well. So I think these are things that are a outcome of a clear head, and we'll definitely be much more positive. There's no doubt about it. You know, especially in the first innings, we will try and put their bowlers under pressure and, you know, try and make them do something different rather than them making us do something different. So I think as international cricketers, we are good enough, and that's why we are here. We should be able to find that balance, and we definitely take this as a challenge to put in a better batting performance next time.
Virat, how do you assess your own batting performance on this tour, and specifically in this game?
I'm absolutely fine. I'm batting really well. I feel that sometimes scores don't reflect the way you're batting, and that's what can happen when you don't execute what you want to well. And look, when you play so much cricket and you play for so long, obviously you will have 3-4 innings which don't go your way. If you try and make too much out of it, then it'll keep piling on. So I think it's about staying in a good space. And I know the chat on the outside changes with one inning, but I don't think like that. If I thought like people on the outside, I would probably be on the outside right now. So I think it's all about just doing the basics right and putting the hard work in the practice, and then you can't really walk in thinking, you know, I have to do it every time. You want to do it, but if it doesn't come off, you don't have to like beat yourself up too much. You take pride in performing for the team, and I've always done that, and I'm looking forward to contributing in a win in the next test. It doesn't matter what I do. It's never been about my performance on tour or, you know, how many runs I have scored. It's all about if the team wins, even a 40 is good. If the team loses, even a 100 is irrelevant for me, and I'm going to stay in that mindset.
Hi, Virat, just on the mental side of things again, for a few in the squad, it'll be the first time they've lost a test match. For others, it'll be the heaviest loss they've ever had. So what do you do and approach the next test from a mental side of you to make sure there's no, you know, hangover from this result going into Christchurch?
Well, first things first, just block all the noise from the outside. I think people want us to think that this is a massive loss and, you know, try and make too much out of it so that, you know, we don't quite go in with a clear mindset, and these are things which are natural. Obviously, people will try and get into your head, understanding that you are a top quality side and you can beat any side anywhere. So keeping us mentally in a bad space would help, but we are a side that has never really paid attention to the outside noise, and we will continue to do that. We have to accept and understand that playing sport at the international level, wins and losses are a part of things, but it's what we learn out of it and the way we play. We've taken a lot of pride in that, as I mentioned before. And we will continue to do that. There's no doubt we're going to try and win the next test. We're not going to play in any other fashion. And whatever it requires for us to do as a batting unit and bowling unit and a fielding unit, to be able to do that, we're definitely going to come out and do that. We're not bothered about another loss, but we're not going to take a backward step, that's for sure.
Question, I'll take questions in India.
Virat, pichle 13 14 mahino se kabhi haari nahi thi ye team, aur test championship mein pehli haar hai. Haar aapne jaise bataya ki haar utne zyada maane nahi rakhti jis tarike se haare, to us lihaz se chauthe din test match lunch se pehle khatam hua, ye zyada mayus karne wali haar se zyada badi baat hai ki test match 5 baje zyada lamba khichta haar natije se zyada ye baat zyada hurt karti hai.
Dekhiye, chahe aap aaj sham ko haare ya 5ve din subah haare, haar haar hai, lekin agar aap acha nahi khele to aap 4 दिन के अंदर हारेंगे या चौथे दिन पे आके सुबह हारेंगे, तो हमें पता है हम अच्छा नहीं खेलें, और अगर लोग चाहते हैं कि इसका पतंगड़ बनाए, इसका पहाड़ बनाए, तो उनकी चॉइस है. हम लोग ऐसा नहीं सोचते हैं, और इसीलिए हमने ऐसी क्रिकेट खेली है. जैसे मैंने बोला, अगर हम बाहर की बातें सुनते तो अभी हम 7 या 8 नंबर पर होते दोबारा, तो हमें फ़र्क नहीं पड़ता है बाहर लोग क्या बोलते हैं. और अगर हम हारे हैं तो हमें कोई शर्म नहीं है ये एक्सेप्ट करने में, आज अच्छा नहीं खेले या इस मैच में अच्छा नहीं खेले, इसका ये मतलब नहीं कि आप ख़राब टीम बन गए 4 दिन में. तो जैसे मैंने बोला कि हम लोग बाहर की तरह, बाहर जैसा लोग सोचते हैं, बोलते हैं, या हमारी सोच को बदलना चाहते हैं, हम वैसा नहीं सोचते. और हमारा काम यही है कि हम 4 दिन अभी दोबारा मेहनत करेंगे, वैसे ही खेलेंगे जैसे हम पहले खेले हैं, चाहे हारे भी हैं, लेकिन हमने कम्पीट किया है, और अब हमें बिलीफ है कि हम जीत सकते हैं. लेकिन अगर उसमें बीच में एक हार आती है तो उसका ये मतलब नहीं कि हाँ वो बिलीफ चला जाएगा, ऐसा नहीं होता है. ऐसा जैसे कि मैंने बोला, हम लोग ड्रेसिंग रूम में बहुत अलग सोच रखते हैं, और हमारा एक जो टीम का माहौल है बहुत अच्छा है, और हमारी अंडरस्टैंडिंग बहुत अच्छी है, तो हमें बिल्कुल भी चिंता नहीं है इस हार की, कि इसकी वजह से क्या हो जाएगा, हम लोग ऐसा नहीं सोचते.
विराट, इन द आफ्टरनून यस्टरडे देयर वर लॉट ऑफ डिस्कशन ऑन द टीवी कमेंटेटर्स, बोथ साइड्स ऑफ विकेट्स आर प्लेइंग डिफरेंटली, वन इज मोर ग्रास, द अदर वन वाज ड्राई, स्पेशली व्हेन यू वर बैटिंग, डिड यू फील द सेम, एंड इफ यस, व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ एडजस्टमेंट एज अ बैट्समैन यू नीड टू मेक?
नो, आई डिडंट फील एनी डिफरेंस फ्रॉम वन एंड टू द अदर. It was just, I think wind plays a big part, and they know pretty well how to utilize that, and they did so in this game. So yeah, that was the only factor. I don't think that, look, we don't want to make too much of this pitch and what the conditions were like. The simple truth is we did not play good enough cricket, and that's why we lost this test match. And it's, for some people, it might want to be the end of the world, but it's not. For us, it's a game of cricket that we lost, and we move on, we keep our heads high, and we understand that we need to play well to win anywhere in the world, also at home. There's no cakewalk, or there's no, you know, easy games at the international level, and teams will come out and beat you. You have to accept it, and that defines your character as a side. So I've mentioned that the things that we could have done right as a batting unit, and if conditions are similar, we will try and execute those things next time around.
विराट, टेस्ट क्रिकेट में देखा जा रहा है कि पहले इनिंग में अगर थोड़ा सा ऑफ बैलेंस हो गए तो दूसरे इनिंग में संभलना मुश्किल होता जा रहा है, तो क्या पहले इनिंग में ज़्यादा चौकन्ना रहना पड़ेगा, कॉम्पीट ज़्यादा करना पड़ेगा, संभलना ज़्यादा पड़ेगा।
सर आई थिंक जो लैंग्वेज हम यूज़ करते हैं एज अ बैटिंग यूनिट, आई थिंक वो सही होनी चाहिए। तो मुझे नहीं लगता कि संभलना और कॉशियस रहना और चौकन्ना रहना से फ़ायदा होता है, क्योंकि उसमें क्या होता है कि आप अपने शॉट खेलने बंद कर देते हैं। आपको डाउट आने लगता है कि अगर आपको सिंगल भी नहीं मिल रहा है वो कंडीशंस में तो आप क्या करेंगे, आप सिर्फ वेट कर रहे हैं कब अच्छी बॉल आएगी, और कब आप वो एक्सेप्टेंस आ जाती है कि अच्छी बॉल आउट कर दे तो ठीक है। एटलीस्ट मैं कभी ऐसी सोच से नहीं गया हूँ। अगर मुझे सिचुएशन दिखती है, अगर ग्रीन विकेट है, तो मैं कोशिश करता हूँ कि काउंटर अटैकिंग क्रिकेट खेलूँ ताकि टीम आगे लग जाए, और अगर वो नहीं होता है तो आपको एक्सेप्ट करना पड़ेगा कि आपने सोच सही रखी, आपने ट्राई किया कुछ, वो नहीं हुआ तो फेयर इनफ, देयर इज नो हार्म वो एक्सेप्ट करने में। लेकिन आई डोंट थिंक कॉशियस अप्रोच कभी भी चलती है, स्पेशली अवे फ्रॉम होम। और अगर आप टॉस जीत के जब हमने बैटिंग भी करी है तो कोई अब हरी पिच देख के बहुत लोगों ने बोला कि हाँ बैटिंग कैसे कर सकते हैं, लेकिन हमारी क्लियर अप्रोच थी और पॉजिटिव थी, तो वहाँ पे 180 रन 190 रन बोर्ड पे भी काफ़ी थे क्योंकि हमारा माइंडसेट ठीक था। तो आई थिंक जब हम पहले बैटिंग करें, हमारा टीम का प्लान रहता है कि एक सर्टेन टोटल बॉलर्स को दें, और वो टोटल कैसे देना है हमें वो अपनी अपनी स्ट्रेंथ के हिसाब से हमें फिगर आउट करना पड़ेगा कि रन कैसे बनाने। अगर हम बहुत ज़्यादा कंडीशंस के बारे में सोचेंगे तो फिर हम बैटिंग पे फोकस नहीं कर पाएंगे। तो आई थिंक जब आप अपनी कंडीशंस में नहीं खेलते, गेम ज़्यादा मेंटल हो जाती है, हम लोग कभी कभी ज़्यादा टेक्निकल में घुस सकते हैं, लेकिन आई थिंक अगर आपका माइंड क्लियर है तो कोई भी कंडीशन ईजी लगने लगती है, फिर आपको ऐसा नहीं लगता है बहुत कुछ हो रहा है बॉल में या बॉलिंग अटैक मुश्किल है। तो आई थिंक हम जो पॉजिटिव फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड में रहे हैं अभी तक उसी को फॉलो करेंगे। इस मैच में नहीं एग्जीक्यूट हुआ, बट जब होता है तो हमें पता है हम क्या कर सकते हैं।
Thank you.